State of the art, spring 2022. The cat pee technique is working as well as it should. And I just now found a tracing demo showing the reference images tool. Here, a person is tracing the shape of musical instruments through a transparent reference image. It should be noted that the color picker tool will pick original colors from the reference image, even though it has been made transparent. This tool is both for tracing shapes and picking the correct colors. A lot of people ridicule the idea. Others ridicule people that ridicule the idea. Discouraging people from art is a very toxic thing to do. So this fantastic art technique also doubles as a method for detecting all the elitist, batshit, crazy monsters in the room. No one is allowed to tell someone that what they are doing is not art and that they are not an artist. Because that is like asking someone to quit laughing. Art is a very important part of the human condition, and we are all born artists. Above all else, this marvelous technique is a real teacher. Because the more you work with it, the more you will be able to handle. You simply become more curious about art and your artistic abilities, which are great, and this system proves it. The more you learn about art, the more it will call to you. Now onto the more detailed review of the first steps I personally took. The idea that all my artworks should be square, in part because I can make a bigger and more interesting square with each 9 works, works. If you absolutely need a rectangle, use up 6 of your squares, a 2x3. This way you can still continue the tile work square. This will enhance your portfolio, and if you make your coffee book or your art book square, it will absolutely add to its beauty. My idea of using Animator Pink as a background color may not be so good, not always. I would still encourage considering such an exploit, but also caution that if you invest yourself in keeping to a single background color, none of your works can touch the edge of the canvas, especially the bottom edge, as the case is with portraits. When I finish a portrait, I want to share it with the world. I don't want to search for a photo of a frame or a graphic motif to prevent the work from touching the edges. My caricature or lowbrow art style creation system works as well. I used it twice. But realistic portraits are so much more beautiful that I can't bring myself to do caricatures, at least not first. Though I did discover that once you paint a realistic portrait, it is then very easy to extend it into the world of lowbrow pop surrealism. But, you know, it is more respectful to just give the person their painting without messing with any of the shapes. So a caricature or a lowbrow piece is a secondary work of art. Think of it as a cute companion to the full portrait. It is sure to make the subject smile. Now onto the stylization component, where we enhance the photos and take them into their own dimension. We all know that putting a little white reflection dot in the eye makes it look more realistic. But you should also add a transparent layer reflecting something like the sky or pavement in the eyeball. The shape of this reflection should probably be circular. In one of my works, it actually has the shape of bushes that are reflected in the animal's eyes. Beyond the reflection of the light, there is also a mirror image reflected by the eyeball. But you don't need to stop here, because you can create art for beauty's sake. You don't have to be technical. You should experiment, add whatever looks good rather than whatever makes sense. Skin has reflections too, and the best place to see that is 3D models in Blender. The highlight occurs at the tip of the nose, the cheekbone, the lip, the upper lip, and the forehead, and maybe the chin. Be mindful of it when looking through other people's art. Once you begin noticing it, adding it into your own works will become second nature. It makes the digital portrait come alive. And if it does not work for your client, you can always turn it off. Please explore selective focus and tilt shift effects as well. When painting on a physical canvas, you have to commit to certain things. You can't explore past a certain point because there are points of no return in the physical world where you simply can't click undo. On a digital canvas, you can blur a layer or two just to see what happens, just to experiment with the feel. If it works out, you will get to add great depth to your painting. It will look very pretty. I am currently learning fabric folds and using sunlight with darker or dim photo reference. It is easier than it sounds, and like my caricatures, I will be assembling everything in GIMP via photo editing. This is also an area of painting where I will apply a custom color theme to my paintings, be it changing the color temperature as a whole, or using a new palette in different places. Like with everything else, this is firmly seated in a sturdy photo reference foundation, so there is no chance of getting stuck here. It's all about exploration and inventing new things, and eventually getting to a place that no one has yet visited. There is already light and color here that is not of this world. Again, you are an artist. Stretch a transparent reference image over your entire canvas, and let it take you on an adventure towards worlds and universes of your own creation.